And, Mr. Peterson, you're stipulating then to the stipulation that Mr. Jansen's giving me?
Yes.
Okay, and so you're familiar also with Hardy v. Cross and the standards set forth in that case?
Somewhat.
Enough that you're in agreement with, actually, well, look, I guess I'm being a little repetitive, but you agree that the stipulation may be read in light of the inability of the state to get that witness.
Yeah, I think the 8-0-4 unavailability standard as it applies in Utah has been met. I've looked carefully at the efforts your investigator has gone to locate her. I'm satisfied that they just cannot find her. I think at the preliminary hearing it was established that she was not lawfully within the U.S., so where she is now is anybody's guess.